Visehu shenismach parshas bigdei kahuna lemitzvas shemen hamenoira. Now you'll understand also why when the Torah describes the clothing of the kohen, it puts that right next to the discussion about the oil for the menorah. K'may shekosu b'tchilas parshas tetzaveh, as we find in the beginning of parshas tetzaveh in Chumash Mois, ki shemen hamenoira zebchinas hamakifin anal, because the oil of the menorah represents makifin, bechinas, as the pasuk says, lahatzil ponim mishomim, to bring a radiant joy into the face from oil, to bring that shine, that glow that comes from oil, which again represents this high-level das that's shining on the face of a person. We know there's a pasuk, chochmas odom toyer ponov, the knowledge of a person lights up his face. Shezeo bechinas Chanukah. This is the concept of Chanukah. Shezoichin al yedei Yom HaKippurim. And Rabbeinu Zal shows kemoi shemavoy Hashem, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom, look over there. Rabbeinu Zal there connects Chanukah with Yom Kippur. And he shows how according to the forgiveness of sins that a person achieves on Yom Kippur, that's what will determine what kind of Chanukah he's going to have. Rabbeinu Zal there makes the connection. And here Rav Nosson Zal shows, because Chanukah is the oil of the menorah, it's light, chachma, das, makifin, and the garments of the kohen are also this concept of this high-level light, the makifin. V'zeu b'chinas bigdei kohuna. And this is the clothing of the kohen, shehoyo b'hem tzemer, which had wool in it, b'chinas levush nanal, the garments, shehem nemshochim ha-makifin, which come from the makifin. As we learned earlier, we mentioned earlier that the word malbush, which means clothing, garments, is the same gematria as the word chashmal, which means a very, very high-level light. That word chashmal is another word describing these makifin. Mibchinas shemen hamanoir hanal. So the bigdei kohuna receive from the makifin, from the oil of the menorah. Exactly, from the oil of the menorah. V'alkein heim shmoina yimei Chanukah. And now you'll understand also why we have 8 days of Chanukah, keneged shmoina bigdei kohen gadol, corresponding to the 8 garments of the high priest, of the kohen gadol, she'ikar kapora suavoinois tolui boy, whereby the person who is most responsible for forgiving all of our sins is the kohen gadol. The chol avoides Yom Kippur toli boy, and the majority of all the service in the Beis Hamikdash that was done by the Kohanim on Yom Kippur was done only by the Kohen Gadol. Ki Chanukah nasa al yedei Yom Kippur, because Chanukah is produced by Yom Kippur. Dehainu al yedei kaporas havoines anal, through the forgiveness of our sins that's achieved on Yom Kippur. By that high-level light, by those makifin, that's what generates also the light of Chanukah, which is also this similar light, that oil, that light of makifin. Now, over there in Likutei Moran, when Rabbeinu Zal finishes speaking about the makifin, this high-level das, the das of the Ben and Talmud, Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say over there that when a person achieves this high-level das, that person, when they're eating, can experience he'oras harotzim, can experience a deep, deep longing for Hashem and a very deep connection with Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal says there also that through these makifin and through this high level of das, a person is zoche to build up the malchus and thereby to generate parnosa, a real good flow of parnosa and wealth which comes from the malchus. Rav Nosson Zal now is going to show us how that ties into our topic. Based on that chapter in the Likutei Moran, we'll be able to understand now why the Torah shows us that the custom was to make a major banquet, a major suda, to celebrate when they were doing the shearing of the wool from the sheep. K'moy shepirush Rashi, Eitzel Novel V'Avsholim, Like Rashi points out, both by Novel, when Dovid HaMelech had his interaction with Novel, and also by Avsholim. Ki gizas hatzoim hu bechinas hamshochas hamakifim. Because as we mentioned earlier, shearing off the wool from the sheep represents drawing the light of the makifin upon us. Because that wool, that semer, that white wool represents makifin. Shehem bechinas hasogas ben v'talmid. That's this knowledge of the son and the student. Shaydei zeh zoichin lehoras harotzoin b'shasu achilo daiko. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likut Imran that when a Jew is zoiche to this light of the ben and talmid, to this light of makifin, then that person can achieve heoras harotzoin when they're eating. Kimiklolius ben v'talmid, because from the combination of the son and the student, mishom mekabel hamalchus haparnosa, that's what sends parnosa to the malchus, which in turn distributes it to Klal Yisrael. Ayin Sham, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. V'alkein hoyu oisin sudas, and this is why they made a major suda at the time of shearing the wool, ki o zoichin lehoras harotzim b'shas achilu kanal. Because as we learned, when you're shearing the wool and giving the kohen his portion, then you're connecting with the makifin. And when you connect with the makifin, then you have the ability, when you're eating, to achieve heoras harotzim. That's why there was a special meal that was associated with the shearing of the wool. V'ze bechinas ucherochel lefnei goizezeho ne'eloma. The pasuk says, like a sheep, right before it's about to be shorn, silent. The sheep stands in silence. Rav Nosson Zal says, ne'eloma daiko. Look how this ties into what we're learning about here. Ki rochel lefnei goizezeho because the sheep, right before it's about to be shorn, that represents the makifin. We're going to share off halachos. We're going to produce new halachos. We're going to derive new halachos from the Torah Shebal Peh. The sheep represents the Torah Shebal Peh, from which we're constantly sharing off wool and it grows back. Share off wool, it grows back. Just like the rabbis who draw new halachos from the Torah Shebal Peh, and then they get another package of halachos and another package. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that when you're producing das, you have to make sure to put a fence around your words. Bechinas siog lachochma shtika. A fence around chachma is silence, knowing when not to reveal your chachma, when to be quiet. Vezehu ne'eloma. This is why the pasuk says over there, in silence. Bechinas shtika kanal. Vezeh bechinas hu ashirus shezoichin al yedei atzoyin. And this is also tied into the wealth that a person receives from sheep. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ashterois tzoynecha, your wealth of your sheep. Vedorsh rabbi seinu zal, our rabbi saying the Gemara, shema ashrois es ba'aleim, that sheep generate wealth for those that own sheep. Because every part of the sheep is marketable, the wool and the hooves and the this and the that. Ki ikar hoashirus vahaparnosa, mekablin al yedei hamakifin anal. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran that the way that a Jew can be zeche to wealth and parnosa is through the makifin. Shehem bechinas tsemer kvosim kanal. And we learned earlier that the makifin are the garments that come from the wool of the sheep. Shemishom mekabeles hamalchus haparnosa. That's from where the malchus receives its flow of parnosa, from these makifin. So Rav Nosson Zal's tying it all together. He's taking five or six elements that are mentioned in Likut Imran over there, the das of the ben and talmid, the makifin, the forgiveness of sins, Yom Kippur, Chanukah, the ability to achieve heoras harotzin during eating, the ability to achieve parnosa and wealth. Rabbeinu Zal of the Likut Imran discusses each one of those items as an element, and Rabbeinu Zal weaves them together. He connects all of them. Rav Nosson Zal is showing us here how in this mitzvah of shearing the wool off the sheep and giving the first shearings to the Kohen, and then the Suda that we make afterwards, and then the fact that sheep represent this wealth, this parnasa, all this includes in it all the different points, all the different elements that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about there in chapter 7 in Likutei Moran Tanina. Paragraph Zion. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address the historic events that took place in the Torah, specifically associated with the time of shearing the wool from the sheep. Paragraph Zion. V'zeh bechinas vayugad l'somor leimor. Now we'll understand why the Torah tells us that Tamar, who had married Yehuda's oldest son, and because he conducted himself in a disgraceful way towards her with Pegam HaBris, the Torah says Hashem killed him. Then she married the second son, and sure enough, he continued in the terrible ways of his older brother, and Hashem killed him. Then Yehuda had a younger son who was very young. He wasn't of marriageable age yet, and Tamar went her way. And then the Torah tells us, "Vayugad leTamar leMor." It was told to Tamar, "Hine chamich oile Timnasa, your father-in-law is going up to the city of Timna, logois tzainoi, to shear the wool of his sheep." And the Torah tells us that she took off her garments of mourning, she put on nice, attractive clothing, and then she went to try to meet up with Yehuda. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at this. Why does the Torah point that out? That Yehuda was going there to share the wool of his sheep. Ki Yehuda v'Tamar hayutzrichen l'sakein nishmas er v'oinon. Because Yehuda and Tamar, through their union, they were going to fix, to correct the souls of Er and Oinon, the two older sons of Yehuda, who had been killed by Hashem. Shehoyu mashchisim darkom. The Torah tells us that they committed the horrible, terrible sin of wasting seed. They didn't want their wife, the Tamar, to become pregnant, so even though they were with her, they would spill the seed outside, Rachmona Litzlan. Shezehu he'ovoin hagodoil batoira. This is the greatest sin in the Torah, chas v'sham, the worst sin in the Torah. V'hu klal kol ho'avoinois. This is a composite of all sins. Ki ikar kol ho'avoinois in Pegam HaBris, because the main sin in Judaism is Pegam HaBris. K'ma shekosu b'Zohar HaKodesh, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, ikra de'yitzra b'shal harayim, the main sin for which the Yetzirah tries to get a person to commit is arayin, illegal relations with women, illegal relationships with women. V'ikra tikun hu al yidei bechinas gizas tzoyim. And the main tikun is by shearing the wool of the sheep. Shehu bechinas hamshachas hamakifin, which is how a person drawing upon himself new das that he didn't have before, taking knowledge which is in the class of makifin and bringing it inside his brain, making it a pnimin. That brings about a forgiveness of all sins, as we showed earlier. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, im ya'adimu katoila, if they'll be bloody red like a red worm, katzemer, you purify them like wool. So we see that the mitzvahs associated with the shearing of the wool, that's what whitens all the sins. And this is why it was specifically at that point in time when Yehuda was going to share the wool of his sheep, Hashem made the circumstances in such a way that Tamar should decide to remove her clothing from mourning, her black clothing, and put on nice attractive clothing and go there and meet Yehuda, and through their union would be brought about the tikkun. Ki Er v'Oinon hoyu mashchisim darkom al oretz, because Er and Oinon disgraced their connection with Tamar by spilling their seed on the ground. V'lo yrotzu lohilid bonim lahashir sheres boretz. They refused to allow her to become pregnant, to give birth to children, and thereby see to it that something would remain in the world even after they leave the world. Shezeo bechinas ben v'talmid. This is the whole concept of what Rabbi Nazal speaks about there in Likut Imran, that the Gemara says that a person, a Jew, has to see to it before he leaves the world to leave behind children and students. Shetzrichin lahashir achrov. A person has to see to it to leave behind kedei sheyishoyer daitoy boilam azeh gam achar misosoy, so that the person's das will remain in the world in his students and his children even after he passes away. Vehem pogmu bazeh, and Aaron Oinon were the opposite of this. They went against this. They refused to have children, refused to have students. Nimtzo she pogmu bahadasanal. Thereby, they were poigim in the das, bebchinas ben v'talmid anal, the das of the son and the student. V'alkein hoyotikunam al yidei gizas hatzoin daika kanal. And therefore, their tikkun took place when the sheep were being shorn from their wool. Because as we showed earlier, this sharing of the wool represents the makifin and the wool that's given to the kohen. The kohen is the ben v'talmid, and he works in the Beis Hamikdash, which is ben v'talmid, and all the tikkunim. And the white wool represents the opposite of the redness of pigam habris. Union between Yehuda and Tomor was born these two children, Peretz and Zorach. Shemehem yetze Moshiach ben David, and from them will eventually come forth Moshiach. Ki ikar his galus hadas hanal yerak bimei Moshiach shiyove bimher v'yameinu. Because the greatest revelation of makifin, of this das of ben v'talmid, will take place only during the time of Moshiach, which we hope will be very soon. Sheoz yedu hakoil ki Hashem hu elikim. Because then everybody will realize that Hashem is the King. Vein shum tachlis boilom kiim lasik bevedosis borah. And there is no other purpose in the world other than to serve Hashem. Veloshuv b'tshuva, and to repent. Ulevakesh mechil al v'noisav, and to beg forgiveness for all of our sins. Ki Moshiach nikra al shem shenimshach b'shemen ha-mishcha. Shubchinas shemen mishchas koideh. Shubchinas hadasanal. B'chinas shemen shel Chanukah. Because why is he called Moshiach? Moshiach means anointed. Anointed with what? Anointed with oil. That holy oil. That oil in the Beis Hamikdash in the Mishkan. The oil of Chanukah, which represents the light of Makifin, that high-level das. V'alkein kibel David malchusoi al yedei shoyo royet zoyim. And this is also the secret why David HaMelech was groomed for becoming king of the Jewish people by being a shepherd first. K'mashu Kosov, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Me'achar olois hevioi, Hashem brought David HaMelech from in back of the nursing sheep, lirois be'yakov amoi, to be a shepherd for the Jewish nation. Ki malchus David hu malchus Moshiach, because the kingdom of David HaMelech is synonymous with the kingdom of Moshiach, shenimshach al yedei gizas hatzoin kanal, which draws its energy, it draws its power through the shearing of the sheep. Al yedei amshochas hadas bahadrogo b'mido, by drawing this das of the makifin into the world in a measured, controlled way. Bechinas siog lachochma shtika, as we mentioned earlier, putting a fence around the chochma, knowing when to be quiet. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, ucharoche levnei goizaseho ne'eloma, like a sheep before it's shorn in silence. Ubishvil ze nikro David yoinas elem, and this is why David HaMelech is called in a chapter in Tehillim the silent dove. K'mashu Kosov, as the pasuk says, Lamnatseach al yoinas elem rechoikim leDavid michtom. Ukamashu Kosov, and as David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Ne'elamti, I was silent. Lo eftach pi, I couldn't open my mouth. Ki ikar hatikun al yidei hashtiko hadkanal. Because the main tikkun of these makifin, of these das, is knowing when to be quiet. This is incredible. This ties into Torah Vov and Likut Imran, in the beginning of Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zalir also speaks about the keser, the crown, a person achieving the crown by being silent, by being able to be quiet when a person is being insulted, tormented. That's a time when a person would want to answer back. And the silence, that shtik, person to that location of keser, where all sins are whitened, all kinds of sins can be forgiven.